Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go to the phones here and welcome in our guest from the Boston Globe, of course, your friend and mine, the great Chris Price, joins us here on the Christian Arcan Show. Mr. Price, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I know you're playing with pain tonight. I know you've been under the weather, so thank you for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. Let's go ahead and start with the deadline that wasn't. I don't want to spend a ton of time on this because there's nothing to talk about, but were you disappointed that they didn't make a move? Do you think that that was a missed opportunity?
I think it was a slight missed opportunity. But at the same time, I didn't want them, if I'm a Patriots fan, I don't want them making a move just for the sake of making a move. Vrabel has been very clear to this point in his tenure as the Patriots head coach that they're building towards something, that they're working towards something, and that this is not about short-term gains. This is about the long game with him. And I can understand if they didn't feel like they had the right move designed perfectly here, that they weren't just going to make a move just to make them just for the sake of placating the fan base. I think that, you know, there are places out there that do that. And, you know, the other thing too to remember here when you talk about this, this is not a team that could make one move that would solve all of their problems. Sure. I remember, I think it was 2012, where the pass defense was horrible. The secondary was a mess. They went out, they got Aqib Talib, they automatically got better. This is not the kind of situation where there's going to be a magic bullet that's going to take care of all of your problems. And so all of that being the case, I applaud them for not making a move that didn't fit their exact needs at this moment in their development.
Well, they have 4 sixth-round picks, Chris. You know, like 4 sixes. It's not like we're talking about they have to do what the Colts did or anything like that. But isn't one of their biggest flaws right now their lack of depth? Couldn't some sixth-round picks have maybe bought you some depth?
Yeah, I agree completely. But they wanted to be able to say, look, we're going for the right guy. We're not just going for a guy. We want to go for the right guy. And for whatever reason, that right guy wasn't there, whether it was financial, whether it was, you know, they were asking for too much, whatever the case may be. I agree with you. Sixth-round picks in the long run are probably fungible, for lack of a better term here. When you talk about it, you know, the team building process, other than a quarterback they took 199th, 25 or so years ago. So the sixth round pick, I get that. But at the same time, they wanted to make it very, very clear that they are in the process of going about a very meticulous team building process. And they weren't going to make a move just to say, well, maybe this guy's going to fit or maybe this guy's going to work. The other thing too, it's a really good locker room, you know, and I know that the two guys that they shipped out of there, I think, you know, one of them, number 99, wasn't always in the best mood, in the best spirits. And so I think there's something also to be said here by addition, by subtraction, when you talk about what they did at the trade deadline. So I think all things being equal, it would have been nice to make a move. I think it would have, you know, kind of Jad giving people a bit of a jolt here going into the second half of the season. There are still serious issues on both sides of the ball when you talk about depth, but just to make a move for the sake of making a move, I think this was the right play in this circumstance.
We saw the offense after Kayshon Boutte went down with the injury in the Atlanta game. They did not look the same. Drake May didn't look the same. Booty's been out all week. He's not going to play this weekend. Can Josh McDaniels scheme around that?
Yeah, I think he can. You're going to see a lot of, not a lot, I shouldn't say a lot of Kyle Williams, but you're going to see probably more Kyle Williams. I do think it
great.
Was difficult. Well, wait, here, hold on.
Okay.
And I'll kind of give him a bit of a pass on this because, and I talked to my podcast partner, Chris Hogan, about this, and I had the same thing. I'm not overly enthused about the idea of Kyle Williams, at least as it related to that Atlanta game. But Kyle Williams did not have the entire week to prepare.
Right.
Kyle Williams was thrown in there cold and was asked to go out next week. Now, look, he's a professional. He should be able to execute, you know, whatever he's called upon. We always hear about guys needing to, prepare as if they're starters. And so, look, a sizable part of that is on Kyle Williams. But at the same time, now Kyle Williams had the whole week. I think also the other guy to really focus on here is Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins does have some of that one-for-one ex-receiver capability that we've seen from Boutte over the course of his career. I'm not going to say that Mac Hollins is going to go out and catch six balls for 100 yards and two touchdowns, but I think you could recreate Kayshon Boutte in the aggregate here, if that makes sense from a statistical standpoint. When you talk about maybe you get a couple catches from Kyle Williams, maybe you get a couple catches from Mac Hollins, and then maybe Steph Diggs steps up and plays a little bit of the X receiver position. So I don't think that it's all going to be on Kyle Williams. I think he's going to be part of a collective when you talk about scheming something up to replace Boutte going into this Tampa Bay game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Who do you think this is going to be a bigger challenge for on Sunday in Tampa, Drake May or Mike Vrabel?
I think it's going to be Mike Vrabel. I do. I think that Drake May is going to have a level of success against this Tampa Bay defense that's going to surprise some people nationally. Not surprise people locally, but surprise some people nationally. I think he's getting to a point where he is operating at a very, very high level. And I think this is going to be a bit of a coming out party for him. And, you know, kind of building off of that Buffalo game. I think this is going to be harder for Mike Vrabel just from a defensive standpoint. I think that Tampa Bay has a lot of guys that you have to concern yourself with, even with all of the injuries that they have coming into this thing. So I think it's going to be close, but I think this is going to be a little bit tougher for Vrabel than it's going to be for May.
What do you make of these quarterbacks like Mayfield and Darnold and Jones and some of these other guys getting these second half, these first round pick, high picks, first overall in Mayfield's case, and these renaissances that they've had this year? What do you make of that specifically with Mayfield, but in general? It's been a real trend this year.
There's no shame in washing out at your first stop. If you connect with a crappy coach or a lousy coordinator or you're on a horrible team and it just goes into the dumper, talent will rise to the fore. Talent will emerge. And if you get yourself into a good position, good things will happen to you. You know, we've seen it over the years. There are numerous cases of guys like this who just for whatever reason don't click at the first stop, and it happens for them at the second or the third or you know, 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road. Quarterbacking more than any single position is about timing and being able to make it work with a coach, make it work with a coordinator, make it work with the guys around you. Look, Mac Jones is doing it, albeit on a limited basis in San Francisco. So a lot of it is about timing. A lot of it is about finding a coach that speaks your language, finding a coordinator that you can really establish a good working relationship with, and then getting the guys around that quarterback. So, you know, really kind of providing that infrastructure to allow him to get to the level that he needs to be at.
All right. On that same sort of note, who's a more realistic Super Bowl team, the Bucs or the Patriots?
Probably the Bucs.
Yeah.
Right now. If it's one of the two. I don't think anyone expected the Patriots to be doing this well at this stage of, you know, I maybe anyone outside of the walls of Gillette Stadium anyway. I think the Bucs are a little bit ahead of them in their overall development. I'm not saying that they're a world, you know, they're worlds apart, but I think the Bucs are a little bit better given the conference, given, you know, the way things look. And that's not to say that the Patriots are not, you know, again, are miles behind, but I'm just saying that the Bucs, given what they have in place there, given the fact that they have a lot of guys who've been there for a few years and it kind of appears to be clicking for them under Todd Bowles, I think they're a little bit closer than the Patriots.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. The only thing I'd counter with is that the AFC is way more wide open than the NFC right now. I mean, we just saw the Denver Broncos, who are the best team in the conference right now, squeak by Vegas. And, you know, you're seeing, I think, with the Chiefs and even with Buffalo, just a lot more uncertainty. I think we're in the NFC, it's a little bit more steady.
I'm not buying the crap that the Chiefs are dead. I'm waiting until the toe tag is on the body, man. I'm not. Look, you know as well as I do, Christian, they're capable to win six in a row, right, getting that last playoff seed, and all of a sudden they're in the AFC Championship game. We've seen this story way too often with the Patriots here, and you know, because this is a, you know, Mahomes is kind of trying to make chicken salad out of chicken, you know what. So it's you know, we saw that with Brady here from like 2010 to 2014 or 15 or so. And I think Mahomes is in that middle range, but I'm not counting the Chiefs out until they are absolutely and completely statistically eliminated. So I'm not going there. I think the Ravens are going to be better. I don't think the Ravens are going to make the playoffs, but I think the Ravens are going to be feisty down the stretch if they get Lamar back. I think Buffalo is still, you know, still has something left in the tank. And look, just because these traditional powers, as we know them from the last 4, 5, 6 years, are not in it, doesn't mean that it's wide open. The Colts are there. The Colts are real. The Colts have built something that's sustainable in my mind. And so, you know, you talk about, well, the conference is wide open, but you look at what the Colts are doing. You look at what some of these other teams are doing. It's impressive. And so maybe it's just kind of a shifting of sands a little bit here. It's not so much that the traditional powers have gone, but maybe things are kind of changing a little bit.
Yeah, certainly seems that way. All right, well, before we let you go here, one more on just this game coming up. Travion Henderson likely to get the lion's share of the carries again this week, I would think, unless you think differently. How did you think he looked against Atlanta? And obviously that Cleveland game, he was fine until the fumble. How would you rate his development right now?
I think it's good, and I think it's going to happen for him. And I think we've even talked about this before. It's just, yeah, it's going to take time for him to develop into the running back that I think we all believe he's capable of becoming. I always harken back, and look, I'm not saying he's on the same career arc. James White played, what, 5 games his rookie year. Shane Vereen played a handful of games his rookie year. It takes time, particularly that position, to be able to put it all together. And I think he's going to be able to put it all together. I think he's going to have a good night against Tampa Bay. He's not there yet, but he's certainly got the arrow pointed in the right direction.
All right. That's the voice of Chris Price of the Boston Globe. Thanks for joining us here tonight, Chris. Looking forward to reading all your stuff this weekend.
Take care, Christian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.